Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1654 Peninsula Square LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest corner of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, and Road 299, also known as Autumn Road, and to be located on 30 acres, more or less. Gentlemen, again, we received an exhibit booklet on March 14th on this application. That exhibit booklet included a location map, a narrative on the Peninsula Square, a response to the PLUS preliminary land use service comments, and those comments, the responses are printed in red rather than black so you can see the differences in the two. There's also exhibits which include an August 14th of 2007 letter from the Department of Transportation voicing no that the entrance location is satisfactory and does not authorize the commencement of site and or entrance construction, and also a site plan in a vanilla binder in the rear. I have a couple other agency comments. We did receive a separate copy of the PLUS comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination. I also received the same letter I referenced from the August 14th, 2007 from the Department of Transportation. We also received on May 4th of 2007 a support facilities report in reference to this site, which advises that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, I received a memorandum on March 17th making reference to this site and its applicant, the proposed use of drive-through pharmacy and boat storage and sales. References the same size of the parcel being 30 acres. The site is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is located actually in the Long Neck planning area. Wastewater capacity is available, and I will explain that in a second. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. There is no service for sewer service to this parcel at this time. Property is capable of being annexed into the county operated sanitary sewer district, being the Long Neck sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. In additional comments, the engineering department provides that the application proposes a rezoning of 30 acres from AR1 to CR1 commercial for a proposed drive-through pharmacy and boat storage and sales. A previous proposal was to construct a 14,564 square foot pharmacy on a 2-acre portion of the larger parcel. The site is located southwest of the intersection of Routes 24 and 299. A portion of the parcel is in the environmentally sensitive developing area and the inland-based planning area for sewer service. The study for the inland-based planning area for sewer service is near completion. The study will specify options for sewer service and make a recommendation. It's noted that a 600-foot wide strip of frontage of the parcel along Route 24 is in the environmentally sensitive developing area. Sewer service for that portion of the site is contained in the planning area for the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and connection to the system is required. Sewer lines have not been extended to the parcel at this time. The county does not have a set schedule to do so. The developer, at his expense, will be required to install pipelines from the project to an approved connection point. In addition, it appears that improvements will be necessary to the regional transmission system Improvements to the regional transmission system would also be at the developer's expense. The scope of said improvements will be specified at a later date. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county SOAR standards and specifications. A SOAR concept plan must be submitted to the county engineering department for review and approval prior to the request for annexation into the SOAR district and design of the SOAR system. The study has considered the parcel's AR zoning and allocated 4 EDUs per acre in considering SOAR service to the portion of the parcel within the environmentally sensitive developing area. The portion of the parcel in the environmentally sensitive developing area is estimated to be approximately 14.64 acres. The concept plan to be submitted must address SOAR service to the entire portion of the parcel in the environmentally sensitive developing area and must be in accordance with overall plans for SOAR service to the area. They provided a checklist for preparing SOAR concept plans. All costs associated with extending SOAR service will be the sole responsibility of the developer, and one-time system connection charges will apply. And a concept plan is required to be submitted to the Utility Planning Division, and it was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, and in the form of a memorandum dated March 17th of 2008 and received on March 24th of 2008, and in reference to this application, we find that there are 5 different soil types that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That a storm flood hazard area could be affected, that no off-site or on-site drainage improvements will be necessary, that no tax ditches are affected. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site on an aerial base, a copy of an aerial soil map, a map legend describing the soil types, and a report on prime and other important farmlands. Gentlemen, that's all I have at this time, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if you'll permit me, I do not believe that was included in the material that was previously submitted, but I have with me this evening 8.5 by 11 versions of the large site plan, which may be easier for the commission to handle during its deliberation or this evening's processes. Gentlemen, I have with me Darren Lockwood, who is the owner of this particular project known as Peninsula Square LLC, and I have Tom Bartoszewicz, who's a professional engineer with Meridian. He's on this side, and he is the design professional who was involved in the preparation of this project. This project is proposed to you at the southwest corner of Route 24 and Autumn Road, as a 30-acre proposed rezoning from AR1 to CR1 commercial residential. As has been noted by Mr. Lank, we're looking at this time to have 14,654 square foot drugstore on the site and to convert boat storage to boat storage and sales at the rear. The property is located in a GR general low density area in the environmentally sensitive developing area in level 2 within the state's strategies for spending. We have submitted to you the necessary exhibits that include the plus comments, which are indicate that there is no objection from the Office of State Planning Coordination and the agencies reporting to it for the development of this site, and also from the Department of Transportation indicating that they have no objection to the development of this site, and further indicating that there are no reports or a traffic impact study required. There would be no public or private streets involved here. Sanitary sewer will become available through the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District as has been described by Mr. Ashman in his report to the commission. Water supply would be a public water supply as through the Tidewater Utilities, which has the CPCN for this area, and there are no delineated wetlands. Two additional features that should be brought to your attention is that the current existing boat storage facility is permitted through conditional use 1305, which was acquired by Schwartz Marine. Curiously enough, it does have, as a last condition, a travel limitation between Schwartz Marine's main store and the storage facility, which, because it is no longer owned by Schwartz Marine, would no longer be applicable to this particular property. And secondly, there is, and if you'll permit me, this area here belonging to Lloyd Saunders, which has been cut out, for which there is a right-of-way to the public highway. That is also the beneficiary of a conditional use that was granted several years ago for a plumbing business that's in existence on that site. It's unusually configured, but that is the way it was reserved for Mr. Saunders and granted. With those thoughts in mind, I'd like to have Mr. Bartoszewicz come to the stand, and he will just give you a presentation on the development of the design of this project.
All right, sir. Thank you. Good evening. For the record, my name's Tom Bartoszewicz. I'm a professional engineer with Meridian Architects and Engineers. I'd like to first touch on the surrounding character of the properties. It's by and large commercial. We have a Harris Teeter currently across the street. There's a Walgreens, formerly Happy Harry's, almost across the street. And just about a half a mile further up the road, on the road in 24, the site's here, we have additional commercial development in the area. So the area generally lends itself to commercial development. As mentioned by Dennis, the current use is AR1 with the two conditional uses nearby and, of course, on the property. The boat storage sales will be, or is proposed to be, expanded further this way here. We anticipate this being more of a gravel nature versus an asphalt parking lot, as would make more sense for storage and sales of boats. Small proposed sales office and a sizable stormwater management area, only due to preliminary discussions of where a decent outfall will be. We're not obviously required to control the 100-year storm, but to safely convey, we wanted to make sure with any proposal that we could handle the 100-year storm such that we're not adversely impacting any adjacent property owners, which, as you may or may not know, that is getting, the safe conveyance is now getting stretched into safe conveyance for vegetation, those types of things downstream as well. So that's why currently we propose such a large basin for such a minor compared to stone compared to asphalt. Again, as mentioned, it'll be serviced by public water. Sanitary sewer is available through a current manhole at about the intersection of 24 and Autumn Road now. And of course, it will be up to the development of the site plan and conceptual sewer plan as to how and where we'll locate the connection to that manhole. The two entrances, as shown here, their locations have been approved by DLDOT. The one stipulation that was mentioned, that the pharmacy would not have a separate temporary entrance for itself, and of course we have no intention of providing that. One of these two or both of those entrances will be constructed as DLDOT deems appropriate during the site plan review. As far as, again, I mentioned this briefly, as far as protection to adjacent property owners, there are pretty decent sized buffers. That'll be, if you look at the aerial photograph, by and large the vegetation and condition thereof perhaps may not be as nice as it will be in a developed state. So I think adjacent property owners will benefit from that immediately around the site. And of course, the addition of the stormwater pond, as well as grading for drainage to make sure that we're diverting water away from adjacent property owners and not putting more water on them. In most cases, we would typically bring water onto the site that maybe naturally went off-site and in uncontrolled fashion and control it and bring it into our basin. It's typically the way we move those things through. That, I think that's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Two points, gentlemen, in regard to the site plan, and that is I would remind you that if you have visited this particular site, the John J. Williams Highway and Autumn Road is a traffic-controlled intersection with a traffic light. And secondly, the other entrance that is proposed for this site at this location on Route 24 is a right-in, right-out, so that it will not permit traffic to cross from the drugstore to Harris Teeter on the other side unless they go through the controlled intersection where it should lessen the congestion. I would like to bring to the podium now Mr. Lockwood to give his comments on the site history and the need and proposals for this particular change of zone at this site.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, I'm Darren Lockwood, developer. Also, for disclosure, I'm also the president of Meridian. So bear with me. I've got a sore throat. I've been fighting all day, so... just let me tell you a little bit about the history of this piece of property. Started with LDOT and state planning over 4 years ago. If you see one of the no objection letters that is in your packet, has tentative approval that they don't have a problem with 127,000 square foot shopping center, another 14,000 square foot restaurant. That is probably what's going to end up happening with the market the way it is. The only solid tenant that I have right now is the Rite Aid that is moving from where the Food Lion is to this spot. They currently, I don't believe, have I haven't checked their spot out, but I don't believe they have a drive-through. This is going to be a larger store, 12 or 13,000 square feet. As I mentioned, I've been working with DelDOT and state planning for over 4 years on this project. We've gone through a few iterations of where I've actually spent a considerable amount of money on state drainage requests, doing drainage studies all around this whole area. And we finally come up with a viable solution because the state has some drainage problems in this area. So that's the history of this project. And I'm not trying to pull over any wool over anybody's eyes. There will probably one day be a shopping center here. But at this time, it's just not economically viable. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, Trader.
Gentlemen, I have submitted to Mr. Robertson, and I'm sure he will make it available to all of you at some point, a proposed findings of fact to assist in the drafting of any proposals that you all may have when you make your recommendation in this matter. And in doing so, I think it is fair to conclude that the property is located on Route 24, which is a major collector road. The proposed site is in an area of existing communities created from subdivisions or strip developments, and it also includes significant commercial sites at this crossroads, including a shopping mall. It is consistent with the 2002 comprehensive plan and the state level's strategy spending map. Plus has not objected, and my client has responded appropriately, and Mr. Johnson in two colors, in order to provide you with a tool with which to work to the comments that have been proposed. As Mr. Lockwood has indicated to you, the ambitious plans he may have had 4 years ago, like so many developers, have changed dramatically in recent months and are now somewhat scaled back. But the proposed commercial project for this site is in character with the nature of the area. Mr. Lockwood, Mr. Mark Bartoszewicz, myself are now available for any questions that any of you may have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Schrader, with approximately what's the size of, the, of this parcel?
30 acres.
30? 30. And as I understand, there's consideration perhaps at some time, if the economy changes and et cetera, that there might be 127,000 square feet?
Of commercial shopping on this particular site, subject to the CR1 ordinance, because it would become in excess of 75,000 square feet. And as you and I know, there are different setback and area and height and bulk requirements for large-scale operations.
And would that be, is that square footage, is that inclusive of the proposed drugstore?
I think as originally proposed, 127,400 was accompanied by a 12,000 square foot proposed restaurant, which would not exceed the size of this by only by 2,700 square feet, and was not, this drugstore was not part of the original mall process. So we have 2,700 square foot difference between the pharmacy and the pad site restaurant.
Okay. And with the boat storage, what a passerby or the neighbors behind it, what would they see when you're all done? Are they going to see the fence? Are they going to see some vegetative buffer? Or?
Well, at Mr. Lockwood, the last time I looked at it, you could see fences and boats.
Yeah, we're going to, with if the proposed rezoning is accepted, we're going or approved, we're going to be have we'll have to submit for a site plan review to this commission, and all with that, we'll submit a landscape plan and a signage plan.
So are we talking about some kind of buffer, or are we talking about...
There's going to be a landscape plan. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to block the Rite Aid in the shopping center from view from 24. I've set this particular plan and the one that will be submitted under the for the site plan review. There are no park. There isn't sufficient room on both corners that the parking is not in the right or is not in the setback. So there'll be that much of a buffer, and it'll be planted. Now they're not going to be Leland cypress, but there'll be a planting landscape area.
So the trees that are there now, would they be remaining, or are they going to be cut down, or are they on the state's property?
More than likely, they'll be I don't know what trees. I haven't been there in a couple of weeks, so I don't really know what trees are there. The ones in the back are going to stay.
The ones in the front.
You're talking about the landscape tree that are in front of the chain link fence?
Correct.
Right.
Oh, here.
That green line.
Oh, no, they'll stay there. They'll.
I wasn't sure if that was on your property or the state's property.
No. This particular property goes all the way back to here. Reiterate what Mr. Barter said.
I'm on the flip side, the front side, the 24 side. Yeah.
Right here, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm looking.
Trees inside the fence, I think, is what he's talking
about. Yeah, they will stay.
Okay.
Along with the boat storage stays.
Yeah. Yes.
The answer to the question, Mr. Johnson, was yes.
Sorry. I didn't realize. I thought you were talking about right out the front.
I remember the question.
Thank you. And are we talking about a sales office, or are we talking about a trailer? Because the big plan shows a trailer and a...
It's a 15, whatever, 8x50 trailer. I mean, it's not a building, so to speak.
So to use a mobile home type structure would require to go to the Board of Adjustment.
Then that's what we have to do. That's fine.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
That's culture fire.
Some things I remember, like questions Mr. Schrader remembers. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bergen.
Will this be locked? Will the boat storage?
I think it currently is locked, isn't it? Yeah.
You're going to extend the fence all the way around because it kind of opens up with this driveway that enters on to Autumn Road.
You're speaking of this area?
Talking about that little
loop. Over at the site plan there.
The fence doesn't go all the way across.
It goes right to about here. Right here. And we're proposing this is a, if they needed more storage.
Okay. The lane
runs right down here.
You talking about the driveway off of Autumn?
I'm talking about that little
question.
Or branch drive.
Permit
Are you going to maintain a fence?
Correct.
Like that, that will enclose the existing area?
Correct.
I'll have to go back and check. This is not currently there.
It doesn't show it on the plan. It does the driveway stay? Does that drive entrance stay?
One does not. This one won't. All our access will have to be on these two entrances, Burdell Dot.
Okay, so there'll be two entrances to this boat storage.
There's currently two now. Down this one, down this road, and down this road, they're both dirt roads. And they'll be moved to here. I'll have to give access to this parcel through, I think there's actually a couple different ways.
It was our intent when we drew that up to anywhere you didn't see the gate close is to have it be a security-type gate to where you would punch in a code and the gate would open for access to the boat for after hours.
But the way you're going to access the boat storage is off of 24. Or through the...
It'll be through here. Right. Well, likely it'll be through here for the boat storage. But ultimately, the only two accesses will be there and be here.
Okay. So the driveway, the dirt driveway in the back goes away as well?
Yes. Correct. That's existing, and it would be, I think, our preference to come off of 24.
Right.
You're increasing the boat storage to what? From what it is now to what's the number?
I want to say it's 15 to 20 acres now, maybe another 4 or 5 acres. The reason, if anybody wants to know why the property's this way, I had to buy the property a couple of years ago, and I still hadn't dealt with DelDOT on how we were going to solve the stormwater problem. So I actually bought, there's a branch that's right down here. It's
Guinea Creek.
And we have the capacity, if we can't manage the whole thing, we have an outfall to Guinea Creek.
But at this present time, you're not planning an outfall through there?
We don't need it, no. We're not going to use. If the shopping center, it comes to fruition, hopefully, the 600-foot mark line that Lawrence was talking about, that's in the developed district that gets the sewer, runs about that property line. So when the shopping center is done, this will actually go away. This will be stormwater management.
Okay. Is there proposed lighting in the boat storage?
If it's not there now.
You're going to leave it the way it is. Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's sort of less of a question than just a reminder. If this were acted favorably on, something that may save everyone some questions and time would be... I believe along this stretch of road, it's on the site plan review, the question of parking in the front yard setback had come up on the neighboring properties, and Mr. Johnson is very familiar with that.
And I believe Mr. Lockwood indicated that parking would not go into the front yard setback area in his comments.
Okay. All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
Well, I did have a question about the 60-foot plus or minus access back to Guinea Creek, but that's been answered. What is the intent of the state, if you know, for their half of your frontage there, the parcel you're blocking out around?
You're talking about parcel 49.04, Mr.
Yeah,
Mike?
Parcel 49.04.
It has been indicated, I don't mean to speak for the state, but it's been indicated to me that there is no money for the fix down there, so
it's been indicated that there's no money.
So they're looking at me at possibly purchasing that piece of property.
So it's undetermined.
Undetermined. Yeah, they don't have any money to do the upgrades, or they have found out that there's not a need.
I think you should help them out, Mr. Buck. Whatever.
Well, it's not big enough for an airport.
Yeah, well, there's that.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kautz.
For the record, I just want to clarify something. The rezoning plan shows 30 point whatever acres, and that includes the zigzag back to the creek. Would also be included in the rezoning?
Yes.
Okay. About how many acres is that? Not to take you far away from here. Right?
60 foot wide.
We can figure it out.
I mean, that's just going to look kind of long. I mean, there might be an easier way to do that, but that's up to you.
I just did it because it was the whole parcel.
I understand. And then the hole in the donut, the Saunders property, is not included in the rezoning. So it's going to have commercial around the AR.
Well, it's commercial use in the sense that it has a plumbing business.
I understand
business.
It's got a conditional use, but that distinction is not made on the zoning plan, and so I just want to make sure I understand what's included and what's not included.
I think we understand that we're not giving you a pretty diagram, Mr. Counts, but we can't speak for Mr. Saunders. And
I'm just looking for the limits on what's included and what's not included.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel?
Just a reminder, just because some of the questions came up, it is a change in zone, so site plan issues be dealt with at the site plans later on.
The entirety of the use is allowed to see.
So it's not conditioned or anything like that if it's approved.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
I know. There's wrong.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1654 Peninsula Square LLC? In favor. Yes, ma'am. Step right up. Give us your name and address, and you may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Laura Hudson, and I live actually behind where he's proposing to put his storage and all. And I'm not in disapproval of it, but I guess the question is, because y'all mentioned the two lanes, there's Messiah Lane and Yeshua Lane, and both of those lead to my home. And I just want to make sure that I'm still going to be able to get back to my home. And if something's going to change, am I going to be made aware of so that I can change the route in which I get back and forth from my home? Because I do understand the land is owned by my stepfather, Charles Corsi. That's who he bought the 30 acres from in the front. And we do have a right-of-way. And right now I use Yeshua, which comes off of 24. Messiah comes off of 299, which I think y'all were talking about, near the neighbor who has the plumbing business. And so I'm just hoping I'll be made aware, if this is approved, of how I'm going to get to my home.
Are those public roads that you're speaking
of? No, they are private lanes.
Okay.
She did say she had a right-of-way.
Yeah, but you do have a legal right-of-way, then there shouldn't be any way for them to interfere with you at all, ma'am.
Okay.
So you should be fine. Mr. Schrader, if you want to point out, did you want to?
She mentioned Yeshua, which runs from 24 to the west in this little unusual public. And
right.
Is this your house right here, ma'am?
Indeed.
It doesn't show up well from the photo, but it's
right. That's it? That's the one?
Right above the Y and Yeshua.
Yes. This is the other line I was talking about right there.
And your right-of-way is along Yeshua Lane?
That's where my address is, yes. That's what I use.
Is that a public road or is it a private road?
Private.
When I bought the product, I'll just make a quick comment and then I'll explain it. I can assure you that your access to your house will only improve. So that's that. But when I bought the property, when we transferred the title, DelDOT made a stipulation that a 60-foot right-of-way would always be to that property.
Okay.
And that's prescribed. They haven't prescribed it yet because we hadn't gone through all the details of where it was going to be and how it was going to work out. But she has a prescribed 60-foot right-of-way.
Okay. Was there anything in your agreement to address the maintenance of this right-of-way or anything? Who's responsible for?
No. But when I put the right-of-way in, I have to maintain the 60-foot right-of-way.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, man. If anyone else would like to speak in favor. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1654? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Name is Woods Laundries, 316-87 Messiah Lane. I ain't imposing it, but I just want to, I'm the same case as the last one's here. I'm going Messiah Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear what you're saying about the bumper, what you're just putting. For my house, I live here.
Okay, sir, yeah, just go up there and point out if you would, and we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
This is 24.
Okay, yeah.
Gentlemen, if you're going to have a meeting over there, at least take a microphone with you, okay?
Come on down, Mr. Wheatley. Mr. Saunders' question was...
Yes?
He heard about the buffer, but he didn't know where the buffer was.
Yeah. There ain't? Right.
And the buffer that Mr. Lockwood was talking about was the tree buffer around here. Okay. And then I believe it was... Mr. Burton wanted to know about screening, or maybe it was Mr. Johnson, about any other screening that would block the boats from public view from Route 24. Did I get that right?
From everywhere.
Yeah.
From
everywhere. Close enough.
And the question was answered by Mr. Lockwood that there would be, this would remain, and that there would be a landscaping plan for the rest of it.
This is the driveway here, I believe, right here.
That's that driveway, but that's not what the entrance is going to be, because it's probably going to be back down here.
That's what I was
going
to say. This is my driveway down, right?
Yeah.
This one is yours.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This is yours.
But actually, it's up here something. Well, I'm in front of my property here. But what's going to be in front of my house here? But 24 is here, right? What am I going to see from my front house? My house sits oblong this way. What would we see from my front house?
Drugstore and boats. Mm. And buses.
That's mm. Sewage?
Yep.
That's all. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Did everybody get that?
Yeah. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition or in any other manner, since we haven't had either support or opposition? We've just had some questions. Anyone else? Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.